From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. On a vote of 70 to 28, the Senate has passed a jobs bill that includes tax breaks for small businesses and money for infrastructure. We get details from NPR's Audie Cornish.
At $35 billion, the Senate bill is a fraction of the size of the $150 billion House version passed last December. The Senate jobs legislation would extend a program for infrastructure bonds and the Highway Trust Fund. More importantly, it includes a provision to get businesses hiring, says New York Democrat and Senator Charles Schumer.
It is very simple. It is a holiday from the payroll tax for any employer who hires a worker who has been out of work for 60 days.
The legislation is headed to the House for approval, and Senate Democrats say they are already working on another bill that will include extensions for jobless benefits and health insurance subsidies for the unemployed. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
Akio Toyoda, grandson of the founder of the world's largest automaker, told members of Congress today he is deeply sorry for any accidents that drivers of the company's vehicles have experienced. Though Toyota also disputed claims by some safety experts the car's electronic throttles are to blame, telling members of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee he believes any problems with sudden acceleration are due to sticking gas pedals or misplaced floor mats. The president of Toyota also promised his company will do a better job of addressing consumer complaints. Japanese automakers recalled around 8.5 million vehicles to fix problems with faulty acceleration that have been linked to a number of deaths. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says interest rates will probably remain low for an extended period of time. Bernanke appeared before the House Financial Services Committee today. NPR's Jim Zaroli has more.
Bernanke sounded generally upbeat as he addressed the committee. He said the economy continues to improve, business investment is up significantly, and consumer spending has risen.
Some recent indicators suggest that the deterioration in the labor market is abating. Job losses have slowed considerably, and the number of full-time jobs in manufacturing rose modestly in January.
But Bernanke said he remains concerned about the growing number of long-term unemployed people, and he said small businesses continue to have trouble getting credit. Because of that, he suggested the Federal Reserve will probably keep the interest rates it controls at their historically low levels, and he said it could do that because inflation pressures remain weak. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
Olympic officials in Whistler, British Columbia now say the second run of the Olympic women's giant slalom has been postponed till tomorrow due to heavy fog. That fog may have played a role in U.S. gold medal winner Lindsey Vonn crashing earlier today. Vonn suffered a fractured finger in today's event. In another Olympic event today, the U.S. men's hockey team beat Switzerland 2-0. The comments from Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke about interest rates remaining low heartened the stock market today. The Dow closed up 91 points. This is NPR. At SeaWorld in Orlando, an employee has died after being attacked by a killer whale. According to law enforcement officials, the victim has been identified as 40-year-old Don Brancho, a trainer at the facility. One park guest told a local TV station the trainer had just finished explaining the show they were about to see when the whale grabbed the trainer around the waist and began shaking her. It's not the first attack involving a whale at SeaWorld. In 2006, a 39-year-old male trainer was bitten and held underwater by a 7,000-pound killer whale at the company's San Diego park. Police in Colorado are calling a middle school teacher a hero after he tackled a gunman who shot two students Tuesday as they were leaving school. The alleged shooter is in jail facing attempted murder charges. From Denver, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Math teacher David Benke says he'd thought about what he'd do if there were ever a shooting at his school. So when 32-year-old Bruso Eastwood allegedly opened fire, Benke says he ran toward Eastwood and tackled him.
I grabbed him by the front, and then we were kind of dancing around, kind of pushing, shoving kind of thing. I believe he dropped the gun when he saw me coming.
Benke says he and a colleague held the suspect down until police came. School officials praised Benke's quick action and said training in the wake of the nearby Columbine High School shootings had paid off. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
Federal regulators are placing new curbs on so-called short sellers. A divided Securities and Exchange Commission approved the new rules by a 3-2 vote. Among other things, a new regulation would put in place so-called circuit breaker for stock prices, restricting for the rest of a trading session and the next session any short selling of a stock that's fallen 10% or more in value. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.